Now, in emerging formats, let's look at gaming and sustainable media. Gaming and esports. You've started seeing in-game ads, branded skins, esports sponsorships. I have seen some stuff on PUBG, when they want to sell some kind of gear from, it could be a fashion line or want to make you aware of a certain, microchip, graphics card. They have GeForce skins and NVIDIA skins, etc., etc., in PUBG. Let's look at the KPIs here, which are engagement time, purchase lift, sponsorship recall. Let's take an example of Coca-Cola, the League of Legends tournament. Now we come to conversational ads and chatbots. Platforms like WhatsApp, Messenger, AI-driven assistants, they have now started recommending stuff, which I feel personally is not a great thing because you are using it for your personal use, but now they have so much information on you. If I want the best product, maybe I will not get the best product, but I will get the sponsored product. So I think this is an area which we have to deal with when it comes to where technology is heading. Sustainability in media. Measuring your carbon cost per impression is very important. The rise of low carbon media, and now with the use of AI, there is a lot of guilt that comes in with how much AI you're using because the servers and those big server farms in the US and everywhere across the world now, some coming up in India also, they are going to take up a lot of water. So how do we manage these things as the world is growing, right? The world is becoming very capitalistic, is becoming very tech focused, but stuff like how much water are we wasting? Who's going to think about that? We have to be aware of that. And if you're, especially with the next generation, the Gen Zs and the Gen Alphas, they will look out for brands who are putting sustainability at the forefront of their operations. Let's take a look at the rise of social advertising. Social platforms enable participation, co-creation, and a two-way interaction. Success now depends on designing a platform-native creative rather than repurposing traditional ads. Instagram is more about, the first 3 seconds hook, and YouTube is more about your first 15 seconds promo. So you need to plan your video strategy according to that. There are three pillars which define modern advertising now: platform native creative, creator economy, social commerce. Planners must orchestrate content that feels natural within each platform's cultural format and user behavior. Now, what is platform native creative? Each platform, TikTok, Instagram, for example, has its own culture and creative language. Short form vertical video dominates the market right now. There, I just said it earlier that we need to hook the viewer a bit in the first 3 seconds. Use subtitles, bold text, fast edits, and all that. Just keep the viewer engaged and keep his dopamine spike up. That's what we have to do now to grab attention. We have to match the creative to placement. The stories has to be casual but time bound. The in-feed has to be very polished, live streams and interactive. The KPIs, of course, here are view-through rate, when are your viewers dropping off, the completion rate, etc., engagement rate, cost per engagement. Now let's look at the creator economy here. Audiences here trust the creators more than brands now. Influencers drive credibility and community. We've seen a lot of examples where, your just regular sales do not spike, but once an influencer comes on board and is talking about your brand, that shoots up remarkably. Let's look at nano and micro. The niche is for high engagement over here. The mid tier is balanced reach, relevance, macro and mega, mass awareness. So mass awareness, another example is, your Impact Guru ads, which are for charity and which are for helping people in need. That's your macro and mega. Partnership models, let's take a look at that. You have your sponsored posts, long-term ambassadorships, affiliate links, and co-created products. Your KPIs here are again engagement rates. And now what happens is creators have started acting as cultural translators, making the brand feel more authentic, especially regionally. Social commerce and integrated social ecosystems. So what happens here is the platforms, they enable end-to-end shopping, right from a discovery moving to engagement and purchase within the same app. There are shoppable posts themselves, tagged products, there's TikTok shop, Instagram shop. They reduce friction. They're not taking you anywhere else. They're not taking you outside the website for you to go to another page and make payments from here and there. You can actually live stream shopping blends and entertainment with real-time purchase triggers. The UGC here is about reviews, unboxing, testimonials, increases trust and conversion. Now, let's look at some of the KPIs here. This is click-to-cart conversion rate. And when it comes to, you know, your creatives plus creators plus commerce working together, social becomes very self-reinforcing. And the cycle of discovery advocacy, you know, it gives you your measurable return of interest. The post-cookie landscape. Now, third-party cookies are being phased out due to privacy rules and browser restrictions, etc. Data-driven advertising continues, but methods must now shift towards content-based model. That's why you see every time, you know, everything is very consent-based, not content-based. I apologize. But then there are first-party data, applications which have become very central. They are collected through websites, applications, logins, purchases. Planners must also now create value so consumers willingly share their data with because of rewards, content, and personalization. Trust, transparency, and consent now shape foundation of a digital strategy. Now let's see how we can go from third party to first party data. Third party cookies allowed cross-site tracking. Now this is widely blocked by Chrome, Safari, Firefox. First party data is way more accurate, owned by the brand, and privacy friendly. Examples are like email signups, loyalty data, app behavior, purchase history. Success now depends on strong value exchange plus clear communication. Strategies now include logins, subscriptions, loyalty programs, and preference centers. Let's look at privacy regulations and user consent. We have now in websites and apps clear opt-ins, cookie banners, and transparent policies, which have become essential. Compliance now strengthens consumer trust when handled well. So therefore, planners must now ensure every touchpoint follows consent rules. The shift from tracking the users has gone to earning permission to engage them. Apple ATT and its impact. Apple's app tracking transparency requires users to follow cross-tracking. 72, Apple ATT and its impact. Apple's app tracking transparency requires users to allow cross-app tracking. And 70 to 80% of its users have opted out. So because of that, reduced targeting precision is now, that is the impact of it. And the acquisition costs are a lot more higher. Platforms like Meta and Snapchat, they saw major reporting and attribution gaps. Now, the key lesson here is to diversify your data sources. Avoid over-reliance on, you know, device identifiers. Because privacy has and can become a competitive disadvantage across the board for brands that act transparently. New measurement and targeting tools. Now look at conversion APIs plus server-side tracking, bypass, browser cookie limits. Then events, for example, purchases are sent directly from servers to platforms for better accuracy. Contextual targeting matches ads to on-page consent, not user history anymore. Then there's cohort-based targeting groups. Users anonymously for private safe and relevance, they're using this. The goal here is to balance personalization with ethical privacy first practices. Now, why measurement matters in modern advertising? Advertisers must now prove their impact, awareness, behavior change, and sales. Media is fragmented, of course, like we've discussed, which makes the whole process very complex. And planners, they need evidence, not just opinions, to justify spend and drive optimization. So there's a lot of testing that is required at every phase. Measurement, of course, lies very heavily on multiple tools, KPIs, ROI, attribution, experiments, MMM. Together, these frameworks, they provide a complete picture of campaign effectiveness. Let's understand KPIs. KPIs define what success looks like before a campaign begins. The KPI ladder is business KPIs, revenue, your CAC, awareness, recall, installs, signups, purchases. Creative KPI is your CTR, your completion rate, your time in view. Planners must now roll select KPIs that truly link campaigns to business goals. You know, high clicks does not equal to success anymore if, you know, your sales do not increase or improve. Here's the KPI ladder. There's business KPIs, revenue, growth, market share, and profit. Now, this is the KPI ladder. These are your business KPIs, revenue growth, market share, profitability. Then your marketing KPIs, CAC, LTV, retention rate, communication KPIs, awareness, recall, preference, brand lift, behavioral KPIs, your signups, purchases, app installs, and your creative KPIs, which we discussed earlier, CTR, completion rates, and time in view. ROAS versus ROI, your financial accountability. Your revenue generated from ads divided by ad spend, that's your ROAS. It's tactical, it's short-term view. ROI, your return on interest. You know, it's your revenue total cost divided by, it's your ROI. That's your revenue minus total cost divided by total costs. This is a more holistic, profitable view to look at your financial accountability. A campaign can have a high ROS but low ROI due to production or fulfillment costs. ROAS guides optimization within channels, while ROI guides long-term budget decisions. Planners must analyze both to judge true financial impact. Let's take a look at the two in a metric format. Your return on ad spend, revenue generated directly from ads versus ROI, profit generated versus total costs. Your formula is your revenue divided by ad spend, when your ROI, the formula is revenue minus total costs divided by total costs. Use case, the tactical optimization of campaigns in terms of revenue and ad spend, and ROI is your strategic evaluation of overall profitability. Attribution and incrementality. Consumers impact with many touch points nowadays before buying because the attribution assigns credit. The common models are your last click, you know, it favors lower funnel, oversimplified. Your first click, it overvalues early touch points, linear time decay, spreads or weight credit, linear time decay, spreads or weights credit. And your data driven is when you use machine learning, and it is by far the most advanced. Attribution and incrementality. Incrementality testing reveals whether sales truly come from advertising. Users test versus control, designed to measure lift, you know. And finally, this prevents over-crediting channels that capture demand, like a brand search. MMM and experiments. Marketing mix modeling, that's MMM, which uses historical data to estimate impact of channels. This works without cookies, you know, rising the importance of post-privacy changes. It shows both short-term effects and long-term brand-building contributions. Experiments, they are the gold standard for proving causality. These are the A-B tests, the old-school A-B tests, creative or format comparisons. Your geo holdouts, ads in some regions, none in others. Multi-cell tests, this is a combination of your budget, creative, and channels. And then you have your experiments which validate assumptions and guide confidence scalings, right? Your sales data is the historical sales data. Marketing spends data. This, of course, is when you start your campaign, you need to keep track of everything that you are spending on advertising and promotions. You get your marketing and consumer data, which you use to target your consumers. This is the data. This is the data on demographics and behaviors, as well as data on market trends and conditions. Your product data is your product features, pricing, distribution, etc. Economic data, data on economic indicators such as interest rates, inflation, etc. And your competitor data, knowing what your competitors are doing in the market. This is the marketing mix modeling. These are the variables. Why process, operations, and governance matter right now? Now, modern advertising needs operational rigor, not creativity alone. Processes here ensure that campaigns are accurate, efficient, and measurable. Governance protects brand reputation here, consumer rights, and legal compliance, which has become extremely important in today's world. Then there are inefficiencies and poor setup, which can waste 20 to 30% of global ad spend. Also, these come together because, you know, eventually strong systems, they create accountability and long-term effectiveness. End-to-end campaign workflow. Here's the briefing. This defines objectives, audiences, a KPI budget and timelines. Audience and tagging setup. This builds segments, places pixels, tags for tracking accuracy. Then trafficking is what approaches assets, apply targeting, schedule, delivery, uses checklist. Quality assurance, test links, it tags, it considers your device rendering and brand safety setting. Launch and monitoring. This is when you track your pacing, spend, initial performance, and adjust quickly. These are very technical terms, but you have to get an understanding of it. This pops up maybe, you know, when you're working in the industry, these words will probably pop up once in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. But these definitions are not to be treated as definitions, but just more as understanding of what their functions are, what their roles are. But such heavy technical knowledge or such heavy technical terms, it's not necessary to have in your vocabulary to function in the industry. You can really, well, launch and monitoring, you can just say, wo kaisa chal raha hai? Quality assurance, say feedback kya aaya types, you know, you don't have to get so technical about it. And then you look at your end-to-end campaign workflow, you know, by refining bids, your budgets, creatives, and targeting for better results. The learning loop, of course, you know, you have to learn how to capture insights, document your learnings from future campaigns, etc. Governance and accountability. Audits is when, you know, you check how your account setup is, your creative consistency, what your competitors doing, how is your community reacting to it. Now, I wouldn't say call it community health in the live industry when you're working. I would say something like, what is the vibe, you know, of our community? What are people talking about our brand or our product? You know, brand safety is very important. We have to use block lists, keywords, filter. Your accessibility has to be made for considering everybody in the environment. Your captions, alternate text, your device friendly formats. You also need to have like a crisis playbook. I'll give you an example of a crisis playbook that when I was working on the FIFA World Cup 2022, yeah, end of the year 2022, we had that, right? Okay. What happened during that time was we had to make sure our creatives were ready for various combinations of the semi-final, the quarterfinal and the semi-final. So we didn't know which team was going into the semi-final. So we had to make sure our creatives aligned with that and make multiple creatives so that just as soon as we know who has qualified for the semi-final or the quarterfinal, we immediately push that creative out. So that is kind of an example of what you can do in a crisis. Then there is privacy compliance. You know, you need to use your consent tools and your data minimization. Now, what this does is, you know, governance today, it prevents harmful ad placements that damage trust and credibility. We have to ensure that we are inclusive of all sections of society and the experience has to be accessible for everybody. This builds consumer confidence by respecting data and consent. It makes performance transparent, traceable across teams. This reduces operational waste through structured checks and controls. Now, the impact on long-term effectiveness. Let's see how, you know, reliable processes, they ensure consistent measurement and cleaner data. Your continuous learning improves and you get better at strategic decisions and future planning. There is a thing called operational discipline, which transforms agencies into trusted business partners. This is very important as builds long-term trust with your client. Now, strong governance, what it does, it links creativity, efficiency, and accountability into one system. Now, key future trends in advertising. Retail media networks, let's take a look at that. These are ads that, you know, are inside the retailer ecosystem, from reaching high intent shoppers with closed loop measurement. Connected TV, CTV and OTT, streaming platforms combine TV scale reach with digital targeting, rapidly growing connected TV. Streaming platforms combine TV scale reach with digital targeting, rapidly growing global ad spend. Then AI and dynamic creative optimization, which is DCO. Your machine learning automatically learns what your variations are for the ad and what should be changed at what point of the campaign. Live shopping and social commerce blends entertainment plus influencers plus instant purchase, turning video streams into real-time sales. Programming direct outdoor is your weather location triggered digital boards, purchases like online ads for agile context-based targeting. Let's take a look at this diagram. It's over-the-top media, which are your Disney, Hulu, Netflix, YouTube. Fortunately, there are no ads on Netflix yet, but I don't think that day is very far away. And what are your connected TV devices? These are your Chromecast, Roku. We have our own Jio set-top box or Tata Sky or Airtel, whichever it is. Those are our Indian examples. Of course, there's Chrome Fire Stick, which is also some of my friends use that today. Now, let's look at why these trends matter. Now, this brings you closer to your purchase. Retail media reduces the friction by connecting exposure directly to sales. There is a shift in the audience happening where streaming adoption makes CTV OTT essential for modern reach. Hyper-personalization is now driven by AI, creates better creatives for you. Your commerce is everywhere now. Social platforms evolve from discovery to checkout. Agility and relevance is response to real-world triggers and greater measurability. All trends now enhance tracking, attribution, and outcome-based planning. How does this affect account planners? What are the implications? One, a planner now has to think about ecosystem, not just channels. They plan journeys across retail, home, social, and outdoor spaces. They have to balance precision, AI, with storytelling, they make sure that the narrative is right throughout at every stage of your campaign and however the world is changing due to current affairs and world events. To ensure privacy, transparency, and trust, as targeting becomes a more data-driven game. Design integrated plans where discovery, engagement, and purchase happen now seamlessly. Our planners will have to stay adaptive because new formats require continuous learning and testing and measurement. So it's not, creative ban gaya hai, chalo usko dal do. And you cannot just go into that environment anymore, back in that environment. You have to be very adapted and very ready to change. Thank you.